Welcome to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast with me, Maya Fisher-French.
And with me, Mapalo Maku.
Each week, we'll be discussing the stories we're working on and which you can read more about in the City Press.
All right, Maya. So this week you wrote about, and this is the topic of your article, revolting
credit.
Revolting credit.
It's it is revolting.
It's a play on words for revolving credit.
So it just doesn't revolve, but it is revolting. So Maya, you have someone who works in the financial services industry who said, you know what, I don't understand what's happening here. Why am I not paying the same amount every single month? Why are my installments going down and down and down? And that is exactly what it is, revolving credit.
Yeah, so what happened was she needed to buy, her laptop collapsed. And she urgently needed to buy another laptop. She didn't have
an emergency fund.
Actually, should have an emergency fund.
Yes.
So she went and there's this, I mean, drives me nuts, but you can actually now online, so when you're going to take a lot, one of the options is MobiCred, which is now you can actually take online credit.
Credit.
So she applied for this online credit, which you can only, it's interesting, so it's only for online purchases. So they link it to an online
whatever
purchase.
That's
probably not relevant for this particular story. And what it is, though, so she needed to borrow 20,000 Rand for the laptop. So they gave her, and this is key, she thought she was taking out a loan, a 20,000 Rand loan.
A fixed amount
that she was going to pay over off 1 year.
Mm.
So she gets the contract. I'm sitting here with it in front of us.
Yes.
It says here, 20,000 Rand, got the annual interest rate of 20.5%. And it says total amount repayable based on 12-month repayment period is 24,287 Rand. So, and it breaks it down very nicely so that you know your fees and your interest come to 4,287 Rand for that year. She did it, that means 2,023 Rand a month for 12 months.
For 12 months.
So she did the math. She thought, you know what?
I can afford this. In a year's time, it'll be paid off.
It'll be paid off. And I know what I'm in for.
It's fixed that monthly 2,023.
Exactly.
Fixed for the next 12 months.
Yeah.
But then what happens?
So next thing is the debit order comes off and it's less than the 2,000. And she's like, that's weird. The next month, the debit order comes and it's even lower. So the installment she's paying keeps reducing.
Yes.
So she now thinks, okay, what's going on? And she contacts them and they're saying, no. We reduce it as you make payments. And then she realized what she had got involved in was a credit facility, which is not the same as a personal loan.
Oh.
So a credit facility, revolving credit. How it actually works, and I contacted the company, I've clarified this. What they do is the minimum installment is 10% of the outstanding balance. So every time you make a payment and your balance reduces, so your installment reduces. So you don't pay off over 12 months. You actually think about it, you never pay it off.
Exactly.
You pay it.
Because so now, it gets more expensive, isn't
it? Of course it is. She's going to be paying this off over 3-4 years. So she said to them, okay.
And sometimes people won't even realize. They're just happy that, you know what, okay, I'm paying a little bit less. It means it's getting paid off. In actual fact, it's not.
And that's when they write us and say, I don't understand why my loan's not coming down.
Oh, man.
Because I've been paying in all this money. But, so what she did, she contacted them and she said, when she contacted them and understood this, she said, okay, could you please put my debit order to that mark, 2023 Rand.
Which I thought we had agreed on.
And that will be the amount. And they said no.
They said no.
We can't adjust your debit order. You'll have to pay in extra every month.
So you have to physically, every single month, do that.
So I've got, she sent me every single statement for the last 6 months. She has literally done that. She's gone and topped up. But every time she tops up,
that is so annoying. Single time you have to do the calculation. I know it's a small calculation, but a calculation nonetheless, to go back and say, okay, minus, how do I get to the 2023?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And she did
they
not.
They said no.
Yeah, they said no. They said no, they don't adjust the debit order. The debit order is only the minimum installment, which is 10% of the balance. But you and I are looking at this contract, huh? Does it say that anywhere?
Not a single place.
Does it explain?
I actually love just up here, Mayim. I love it when they say, total amount repayable based on 12-month repayment period.
So they're quite clear. And then it says monthly installments.
They didn't say that it's going to go down or it's going to...
Nowhere. Until right at the end when the debit order goes off. So to me, this is not... This is how... And you know, Mapla, I get people saying to me, oh, you know, people who get into financial difficulties, their own fault, they're lazy or they're undisciplined. It's not. It's these contracts that you don't realize. This is an educated, a financially educated woman who understood this, who did the
maths. Yes. And she
did a proper budget, knew what she was getting into.
And no, she didn't.
She thought she knew she was getting into. And she actually couldn't do this. And I think this is what worries me, is that, you know, people don't even realize that with their credit cards. I mean, I've done the calculations. If you've got a 20,000 rand balance on your credit card, it'll take you 20 years to pay it off. Because credit cards only take 3% of the balance, not 10%. At least this is taking 10%. But think about it.
But I mean, even 10% off the decreasing value every time, you just
So you never get to zero off, because even on 1,000 rand, so take 100. You know, but then you get down to 900, so they take 90. So it gets, it makes it harder and harder to pay it off. And obviously, this is a massive benefit to the company, because they keep charging interest at 20.5% plus a monthly service fee. So when, by the time you add all those together, they want you to stay in debt for as long as possible. Yeah. And this is a credit facility, so anything she spends, she can now, anything she's paid off, she can spend again.
She can spend again. It's okay. It's there. It's revolting.
It's revolting. So, and I think these are, just really, really important to understand. And what I also did is I decided to go through the contract itself.
Yes.
And
so now you're going through the T's and C's.
The T's and C's. And the other thing that I picked up in the T's and C's is, if your debit order payment falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or a South African public holiday, the payment will be the business day before
your not
usual
after.
Payment, not after. So the problem is, payday may fall on the weekend, and you're only going to get paid on Monday. Friday, they do the debit order.
So and it bounces.
And it bounces.
Yes.
And then they also include, if your account is arrears, we will deduct such arrear amount as well as any other amount that may be due. So they can double debit.
Double debit.
They can double debit without speaking to you or getting permission.
So you've given them authorization effectively by signing on the document.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you wouldn't have gone through the nitty-gritty.
No, because you probably haven't read this document, no. Like I have. And I have to tell you, look, I don't have credit agreements, but now that I went through this, I'm actually, in the article, obviously, you've highlighted some of these things to look at and to check.
Yeah.
So I just think it's really important, you know, stay away from revolving credit. You already have it with your credit card. It's bad enough. But when you sign up, you go to any bank or any lender, find out, am I taking out a personal loan? Which is then paid off over a specific period of time, or am I taking a credit facility? A credit facility, please, incredibly dangerous.
Sure, every time we do this sort of stories, I just, I have more and more trust issues towards some of these companies.
We have trust issues. So that's why we're here, because we're trying to trust us, maybe, that we can say. I can't say restore trust, because that's been broken
a
long time ago.
But really, for me, it's just always go back. You know, don't just sign on the dotted line. Really read through the T's and C's and ask questions.
Mm. Oh, but she did, and it actually only...
trust issues again. You know, now you go back and you think you have the right thing, you don't. So what do we do? Listen to My Money, My Lifestyle.
Okay, Makolo, on to more trust issues.
hope not.
Your story this week...
Hope not.
...was what happens to your credit score when you get married. And this, you were telling me, this came from somebody who's getting married to someone who she knows has a little bit too much credit,
yes,
maybe.
Yes.
And how does that impact her and her credit scores? What did you find out?
Okay, so I think we have to take it back a little bit. We have to go back and see, what is the marital regime you got married into? So if it's out of community of property without accrual, hey, his credit is his credit, my credit is my credit. But on the other hand, it gets a bit tricky. It gets very tricky now when we go into getting married in community of property. And I think also this kind of sparked what we spoke about debt review, that as soon as you get married in community of property, believe me that you are also under debt review.
Okay. Yeah, remember everyone, if you are married in community of property, your spouse is put into debt review, so are you.
Exactly. So I went back to her, and I mean, in the article, I do say that if you're married in community of property, 50% of what's good you share and 50% of what's bad you share. So effectively, it will affect your own credit score because you are seen sort of like as a one financial institution.
And what's important is that it applies to credit taken before the marriage as well.
Yes, very, very,
So you
very
think,
key. Actually, I think I highlighted that point that it just it doesn't matter what you guys do after the marriage.
He may be reformed. He may have taken his credit cards and
there we
cut them
go.
up. You still have to look
You
after his
still
credit
have to.
before.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you get married, you know, for rich or for poor, you really do that when you get married in community of property. So I think that's the long and short of it because, I mean, we can really go into just how deeply debt runs. And but I think also, you know, for me, it highlighted the fact that a lot of the times when people are about to get married, they don't really discuss their finances.
Well, I was going to say, do you have a right or should you ask for the person's credit record before you say yes?
You know what? I think so. You know, I think one of the things that I like a bit cheeky stuff that I did in my upcoming book, I said, you know what? Please stop asking each other what's your favorite dinner spot or what's your favorite color. Start asking each other what is your credit score?
That's gonna hurt. And by the way, I have to comment. What? When is your book out?
On the 8th, on the 8th of
8th of October.
October.
We'll definitely have to make sure we talk about that
Yes.
closer to the time. But please keep an eye out for the 8th of October. But I mean, I think a really, really important topic. And I would love to hear from our listeners as to whether or not
Yes.
they'd have the guts to have that conversation.
And also, you know, for those who are about to get married, but also for those who are married, you know, when did you find out about your spouse's financial,
Spending
you
behavior.
know, yeah, their behavior, and how have you dealt with that, especially when you have not spoken about it prior to getting married? And also, you know, I find that people kind of get married and they think, oops, you know, we should have signed a contract, we should have gotten married out of community of property, but also that shows that you do not have the conversation to begin with.
Very true. I mean, I think it's very important to know that in South Africa, the default is
Yeah.
in community of
Income.
property. The default is you will take on all of your partner's debts. That's the
Yes.
default.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do that, you need an ANC. Or in
Absolutely.
this particular ANC, an
Antenuptial
antenuptial
contract.
contract.
This is not a
This is not a
political
political
podcast, okay?
podcast.
We are no,
We're
we are not.
steering away from that topic.
Yeah.
CR17.
We are talking about an
Yes,
antenuptial contract.
absolutely.
Yes.
So that's a wrap for today. If our listeners would like to learn more about these or any money-related topics, they can go to the City Press website or to your website
womanandfinance.co.za
or my website, mayaonmoney.co.za.
And if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 064-554-3959. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Because we want to know what it is that you want to know. You've been listening to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast, featuring the contributors of the City Press Personal Finance Pages.